The second quarterly labor force survey shows that official unemployment increased from 8.2 million in the first quarter of 2024 to 8.3 million in the second quarter, whilst unemployment, including those who have given up looking for jobs, has grown from 12.1 to 12.3 million in the same period. Official unemployment amongst young people is even higher at 46.6%. Expanded unemployment amongst those aged between 15 and 24 is 70%. This reveals that the economy is failing to create jobs for new job entrants in the labor market. Meanwhile, the youth that is not in any form of employment, education, and training has increased to 9.2 million, with young Black women constituting an overwhelming majority. Unemployment over the past 10 years has been rising steadily, supported by the dismal labor absorption rate. The increasing number of the working age population has not been met by a proportional rise in job creation. Consequently, over 6.4 million people are trapped in what is considered to be long-term unemployment. Previously, we have repeatedly attributed this problem to structural contradictions of capitalism, in its neocolonial character in particular. The neocolonial character means that the economy loses an opportunity on building manufacturing industries for mineral resources as they are extracted and beneficiated elsewhere, not locally. In addition to this colonial character of our economy, the capitalist logic creates structural unemployment. The accumulation of capital dictates that capitalists increase their machines in order to lower the unit cost of their products so they can be competitive. As a result, the composition of capital as compared to labor has increased with lesser demand for human labor. The retrenchment of workers in decent jobs in the industry has been replaced by underemployment, where jobs have been casualized and temporary. The quarterly employment statistics of quarter one of 2024 corroborates this, as it shows that employment creation in the formal sector is predominantly part-time.